as a company, it's actually fighting censorship is one of our core values. And so fighting banned books and banned book weeks just falls right into line with what we do and who we are.
Why is it so obvious to many of us that banning books is a bad thing?
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that even some of their childhood favorites have been banned for some reason or another. And we find that during this process of Banned Book Week, it's a great way to just educate people to say something you have read could have been banned, and it just gets the conversation going as to why. It's an educational process for us that we take to heart.
Are there some of those books that come to mind that would make you shake your head even more than others?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the more popular titles like To Kill a Mockingbird, the Harry Potter series. There's even some Dr. Seuss books that have been banned, and people scratch their heads again and like, why is that banned? And it's a really good question. Why is it banned?
There's certainly historical examples of the signs that banned books indicate about a particular community or a particular country. How much of that is part of what you're trying to educate people about and say in certain, look at the places that actually did ban books and what happened to them? Is it that stark or is it more a lighter educational tone?
I think it would be a lighter educational tone. You know, we don't want to tell people what to think. We just want them to think. And so what we do is we just kind of set the stage. We have the platform and we put the books out that are banned for whatever reason. And it just starts the conversation. Some parents can choose, for example, to have their children not read certain things because that's right for their family. We would never want to encroach on that. But we do want to start the conversation and we just want to get people thinking. We don't want to tell them what to think.
Well, you mentioned that some people might be surprised by books on the list. Do you get a lot of comments from customers?
We absolutely do. And I would say more than 90% of the time, it's, I had no idea that book was banned, and why is that banned? And it always starts a conversation, and it's a great conversation. And oftentimes we find people are going back to reading these books just to find out, is there something in there I missed? We find that our customers enjoy it, and that's why we've been doing it for many, many years.